Joe Fisher joins us. Back airing a single days. What's going on, Joe?
I saw Hefner at the NBA game last night.
Yeah, is that that's unbelievable? What we were talking about. Wasn't that funny?
Goodness. Yeah, he knows when the camera's on him, doesn't he?
Viva Viagra. Joe, one of the things discussed in Destin, besides being nice to each other, it was like a episode of Barney.
Yeah.
But coaches want an early signing period. They voted for it last time. ADs and presidents shot it down. I would imagine the same thing's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change. I don't think anything has changed to sway any AD's minds or any president's minds in that regard. And I think that's going to be frustrating again for the coaches because they have long wanted that extra signing period to, sort of settle down recruiting a little bit instead of having to, you get so many early commitments now, and you can look at the list of schools that have commitments for a year, and you still have to recruit those guys. It's an ongoing process until you get them signed. So, but I don't think that's going to change. I think something else that happened, it's funny, Mike Slive must have taken his lecture cap down because I think he gave the football coaches a pretty stern lecture on getting along publicly. I think he gave the basketball coaches a little bit of a lecture as well on scheduling and talked about how, the SEC only got three teams in last year, was lucky to do that. Weak scheduling had a big hand in a number of teams not making the final field, and that was going to have to improve. And so I'll be curious to see how those teams take that to heart. As you guys know, coaches want to schedule their teams many times based on what they have. If you've got a young team, you want to schedule them relatively easy in non-conference, try to get them some confidence. If you've got a veteran team, you want to schedule up. So it will be interesting to see how coaches take to that.
And Joe, there's also the element of sometimes you schedule a team that looks pretty good at the time, and then a couple years down the road, they're not what you thought you were getting.
Oh, no question. And plus, there's that arbitrary. You can't just walk over and call somebody and say, hey, we'd like to play you, and they'll go, okay. There are a lot of teams that battle to try to schedule other teams, and the stakes are too high. Somebody wants a 3-for-1. Okay, we'll play you at your place once, but you have to play at our place 3 times. I mean, all these things. Or we want you to buy us new uniforms, pay for our travel, pay for our hotel. All those things go into it. So scheduling is a nightmare for college basketball, but still the commissioner is on him a little bit about trying to make it at least a little bit tougher in non-conference.
Joe, a little bit about the mindset of the baseball team as they head to Louisville. I don't want to say they're playing with house money, but in a lot of ways, ignorance is bliss. Yep. There are a lot of kids who haven't been through this. They responded positively in the SEC tournament. You mentioned that they've played in that stadium. They like the surface. I think there are a lot of reasons to be excited about their chances of winning this thing.
And I think everybody feels a little bit better about it, given the way the team, for the most part, pitched and played in Hoover, Alabama. As you guys know, when you get to these tournaments, a lot of these teams have one huge ace, one big, star that pitches their first game, and your success comes down to the guys that follow. And if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you watch the way the guys pitch down in Hoover from top to bottom, and I think you got to be pretty pleased. Now, this MTSU team is awfully good. You go back and look through their stats. They split with Vanderbilt. They split with Tennessee. They split with Mississippi State. They rallied out of the loser's bracket to win their conference tournament. The Roberts kid pitched twice in their conference tournament. So they have toughness. And they have a little bit of a mindset that they're trying to make a name for themselves too. I just think this regional really sets up to be a lot of fun to watch. I know the folks in Louisville are fired up about it. It's going to be because all the teams are local, so every game should have a great crowd. I just think it's going to be a great weekend, and I think if you're Vanderbilt, you kind of like the mindset you're in going in right now. No question about that. And I'll mention this today, and we'll mention it again tomorrow. If you're planning on going to the games, check the websites for tickets, especially the Louisville website for tickets. And if you're planning to go on Saturday, be prepared because they have a huge concert going in the Papa John's Stadium that day, which is right next to the baseball stadium. They also have the NCAA regional track and field meet there. I don't know if Churchill Downs is running or not, but it's going to be a zoo getting around Louisville to try to get to those baseball games on Saturday.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.